November 2nd, 2015, calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would come to the podium and sign in with your name and address, and address council.
Hey, hi. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kimberly Slater Wood. I am with Alcosan. I am Alcosan's new manager of municipal relations and outreach. And I just want to thank Julie very much for welcoming me and inviting me to the council meeting tonight. The purpose of my attendance here is just purely relationship building, just so that you know, as we begin to meet the requirements of the consent decree, that you have actually a conduit of face within Alcosan that will listen to your concerns and is actually there for you. This is a new position. I've just come on board with Alcosan in July. And so what I'm doing is just reaching out to municipalities and attending council meetings in an effort to begin to build relationships. So with that, I want to thank you again. And then also, I did give Julie handouts for our public hearing regarding our proposed CAP program. And that's the Customer Appreciation Program for low-income families. We are in the process of developing that program, and we would like to do our due diligence in reaching out to the municipalities and the communities to figure out how we can do it better. So with that, I just want to thank each and every one of you very much.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ms. Slater-Wood, and welcome to Edgewood.
Yes, thank you.
I love your community.
Well, thank you. So do we. It's always wonderful to have people here, and we do work very closely with Alcosan, being under a consent order ourselves. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And did you all get her card as well? So keep that handy. Is there anyone else who would like to address council for anything? Just okay. Then with that, Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion to authorize payment for bills?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $35,986.99, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $8,345.46, for a total of $44,332.45.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I would say nothing really of note to report this time. General routine expenses.
Real estate revenues for appeals.
Yeah, I see that we have some real estate appeals still coming through in
still
November.
Still working through the system.
Okay.
That's correct.
Anything else? Any other comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Is there anything in committee action right now? I don't think so. We will be having an executive session. At the end of the meeting, there will not be any action following, and it is a personnel issue. With that, we will get into our business meeting, and Mr. Reynolds, welcome.
Hi. So, good evening. For the month of October, we've had 45 calls. As Ms. Bastianini is aware, on Halloween evening, we had a tire blowout on the engine, which necessitated the replacement of that tire. Plus, we replaced the other three tires. We can't recall the last time we replaced all of them, so they were done at once. I've also had correspondence with Julie about the rescue. In February of 2015, we put the rescue through its paces and got it certified for 1 year. At that time, Mr. Casardo believed that the tires would need to be replaced in the next cycle, in the next year, and we thought that we could push it through into the 2016 budget year and not have to spend money during 2015. However, weather is coming quickly, and it is the consensus opinion of all of our line officers that we'll need to do something about the tires on the rescue before the snow falls. It's pretty bad, and so I've put in a request to Ms. Bastianini to discuss with council on an off-budget spend for 6 tires on the rescue. That having been said, we believe that this is of such a priority that we are willing to pay the money now to get out of the VFD funds to get the tires on the rescue, and then make other arrangements with the borough as necessary with further discussions. This is why I bring it up here. I'll take questions on that matter before I move on.
Do we have a cost estimate, Mr. Reynolds?
$2,900 from Goodyear. That's a single estimate that we have. We have an account with them. But we are happy to get other estimates as well.
$2,900 for all 6 tires?
Yes, ma'am. And we have never replaced these tires in the 8 years that the rescue has been in service.
We do not have it in the budget. We actually went over budget to even purchase the 4 tires that Mr. Reynolds talked about that were needed on the engine. But it's something that we discussed in general government and are trying to look at what we can do to get those tires before winter.
So just as a matter of clarification, the volunteer fire department has presented an option to pay for the tires and then submit a reimbursement.
Yes.
We would do that in 2016 when you have finalized your budget for 2016. We are willing to defer that in good faith and partnership.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we have a public safety budget, and it's something that we would add to that in 2016, knowing that we would be replacing tires anyway on the vehicle.
That was the anticipation, that we would do it in 2016 anyway. It's just that it so happens that it's just not going to make it. And I'm happy to take any of the council members down and show you the tires so that you all understand where we're coming from.
Yeah. I took a look at them this evening. The front ones were in bad shape.
Yeah.
Now you can see Abraham's chin. It's
8 years. 8 years.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So Mr. Reynolds and I discussed purchasing those and then also looking at a tire policy, making sure that since we're buying all new tires right now and it's a big investment, that we have a policy in place for tire rotations and making sure that everything is being followed and inflated and washed as they should be. So that way we are protecting your investment.
Okay. And also our volunteer firefighters.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Priceless.
Thank you very much. Firefighter 2 examinations occurred 2 weeks ago. We had 6 members that went forward. We have not gotten the results back yet. I am very optimistic. We had success with the hayride. I think we ran the hayrides about 7 or 8 times through the borough. Always a popular event, and it went quite well. Trick or treating, other than the tire blowing out on the engine, we had no incidents, which is the first year we've had no incidents at all, whether missing children or you know some other mishap, probably in the last 4 years. So we're very pleased about that. We are also embarking on creating a new live-in incentive program. We have one opening right now. We anticipate that we're going to have another opening. Lamont is looking to move out into an apartment of his own. And live-in programs throughout the whole county, in fact, the whole country right now, are having a difficult time recruiting members to live in at fire stations. It was quite the in vogue thing to do when we first started it. There are now 5 or 6 other live-in programs in the county, and they're all having difficulties filling their spots. And we've created an incentive program, which we have under review right now by our lawyer, and hopefully we'll be able to put it into place and hopefully get those spots filled. It's been, as you know, and I stand up here and brag about it, has been an incredible program for the safety of the borough. And with that, I'll take questions.
Any questions, Council? We look forward to advertising for Luminaria coming up.
Yes, thank you for reminding me, Luminaria. Yes.
Information will be in the December newsletter.
I believe Mr. Halley is overseeing the Luminary Committee. I'll make sure that he's on top of it. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I bring this up because the garden club sent out their green sales.
Yeah.
And usually when that happens, it kind of goes together, so.
Yes. Steve and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, and we will definitely be putting something together. We'll have it together, as we always do.
And light up night will probably...
You will definitely see us, and you will, as I understand it, there's a letter in my mailbox. Santa Claus has said he will be there. I can't promise he will be, but we'll do our best to make sure he shows up.
We always appreciate Santa showing up and showing support for the volunteer fire department and also the children of Edgewood. So
he's yet to provide his certifications, but we're working on it.
Just hope his reindeer don't have blowouts. That's all.
Yes.
Reynolds, I know you responded to my email. Did you create any kind of like just basic itemized request for...
So we did, actually. We actually went through and created a list of those items which we had requested for borough reimbursement over the year, including all of the certifications for ladder testing, hose testing, pump testing, as well as inspections of the apparatus, and looking at the unexpected expenditures of having the engine and the rescue boat go out for repair. What Julie and I exchanged, she shared with me her projections for 2016 to sort of give us baseline to compare against what we have, and it looks like everything that she has put in there is essentially what we would have asked to be baked in there. Right now, we are not anticipating any major expenditures that we would ask on the part of the borough for 2016. That having been said, with an aging apparatus, and we've discussed this in public safety, there is a degree of uncertainty that occurs with apparatus and that kind of thing. But we're not anticipating any additional spends.
Okay. I mean, is there any way I could just get that anyway? Just
certainly, if you'd like it. Absolutely.
Just
to
look at it.
Sure.
Let's see what's going on.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I'll also be sharing with public safety the volunteer fire department's budget, as I mentioned in my own email.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much, Mr. Reynolds. And on behalf of council, we want to thank the volunteer fire department for their participation in community events and also for their time and talents in keeping the borough safe.
We serve with pride. Thank you.
Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Youth soccer wrapped up on October 24th. We want to extend a big thank you to all of our volunteer coaches who make the league possible. It was really popular this year. As I've mentioned before, we had the biggest turnout ever for youth soccer. We've scheduled sort of a debriefing meeting with our coaches from this year to just get some feedback about how the season went, if they have any suggestions for next year, so that as we continue to grow, we can make sure that the league is adjusting to their needs. We are now accepting applications for youth basketball until December 1st. The league plays at the Edgewood Elementary School gym from January to March. Is there an update on adult basketball?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Although I've had people ask me when we could start earlier than January.
Okay.
If that's possible.
We have the gym requested beginning in January. So, if we can look at requesting the gym earlier in December if there's...
Yeah, a couple people have asked me.
Okay. We'll take a look at that. We have applications for that on the website as well. And as Mr. Reynolds said, we are getting ready for Light Up Edgewood Night, which will be Friday, December 4th.
The roof on the shed down at Canning Field?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
It needs a little. It needs a little
love before it gets ugly. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. But there's a little hole in it. Some missing shingles. Some damage. So before winter, we probably need to get something covered.
Yeah, we're looking at some maintenance at Canning Field in the 2016 budget, but we'll certainly do what we can in the meantime to make sure that we don't damage it.
Anything else for Ms. Bastianini? The hayride and the holiday or fall festival?
The fall festival, yes. I think I gave a brief report on that in my manager's report. I apologize, I didn't put it in recreation. We had a very successful fall festival, and I want to be sure that we extend our thanks to Jessica Kashansky, the borough's administrative assistant, who really went above and beyond to make that event good. The Fieldhouse looked the best I've ever seen it. She really went all out with the decorating. We had we went through all of the mini pumpkins and gourds. The kids loved decorating them. They turned out really cute. We even had a little selfie station set up so you could take a selfie with your decorated pumpkin, and it was a big success.
Thank you for your efforts in that. Anything else, Ms. Bastianini? Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met last month. A lot of the discussion centered around health care. Their health care only went up 2.5% this year, but they're still paying an average of $4,500 a month for a family plan, which is going to really hurt them in 2018 if the extra 20% tax kicks in.
Goodness, that's already double it.
Yeah. They appealed the arbitrator's award for the reduction in the health care contribution for the employees. And they're trying to look at different answers for health care because it's getting to the point where it's 27% of their budget. They thought they would be able to get into a bigger group, but then Congress changed that law and they're stuck with their own plan.
Can I ask who they use, George?
I don't remember. I think it's Highmark. Nobody else will touch them because of their history.
Their age is really heavy on the high side.
Yeah. It was an interesting summer for them. From August and September, they had 80 breaks during that month. They only had 37 last month. And nobody is really sure why this summer was really bad. I don't know whether it had to do with a lot of rain in the beginning of the year and dried out, which sort of makes the clay go crazy. They're also holding their reverse auction for their chemicals on December 3rd. And they expect to, last year I think they saved $100,000 on their chemicals, so that way stuff's almost the same this year.
There wasn't any correlation between any gas pipe replacement and breaks?
No.
Anything from Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did not meet.
Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
They did meet. It's basically warming up for the elections there this month to set up the actual board again. And really wasn't a lot about they're doing some grants that for sidewalk projects that Braddock got like a lot of grants for all their sidewalks and that stuff. And so wasn't anything really affecting us this time. That should be a fine, Chief.
Background music.
Our solicitor report.
Thank you, Madam President. Ms. Bastianini and I have been working on the solid waste collection contract over the last couple months, we're, of course, dealing with a new company, and there were a couple issues, but I think we got them all worked out. Julie, did we get that contract signed, though?
The contract is signed. The amendment that we discussed is not. We're still working on it.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that that's all in place now. We do have we have to do an amendment or an addendum to the contract. That's not important. We got it all worked out, and addendum's not a problem. So, we do have a new solid waste contract now with BFI, effective in January, and that's all done. That's all.
And Thursdays? Or Wednesdays?
Fridays.
So we're having a change of date.
A change of date for pickup in the borough, that's correct.
That'll take 6 months for them to catch on.
And we're going to do some PR work on that.
We are, and as is Republic. They have flyers. I saw a draft of it today that will be mailed out to every residence in the borough. They have a copy of our customer list now that was given by our current hauler. So that way they will send out information about the new garbage day, the new provider, and basic information about what is accepted at curbside recycling. And I'm hoping to get a finalized version so we can include it in the December newsletter. If I can't get that by tomorrow, then we will certainly have extra copies at the borough building, and we will email it out to everybody on the borough's email list.
So the collection day is
Friday.
Friday. And we also included the opportunity for
household hazardous waste and e-waste on-call pickup, yes. So residents will be receiving a separate mailing about that information after they get one that says there's a new hauler for Edgewood Borough.
I'm sorry, why are you holding up? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the contract is finalized. So
yes.
Yeah, we're just waiting to get information from them, right?
I'm sorry, nothing
what were you waiting for? I didn't catch that.
The literature to include in the newsletter, that's all.
From them.
From them, mm-hmm. So yes, everybody will be mailed a flyer about the household hazardous and e-waste collection that gives specific instructions about that, that will go out after the one that says introduces Republic as the new collector.
Anything else?
This is going to be a cost savings for the residents with the new hauler. The per month price was much better than with waste management. Happy with the prices that we've received for our residents with that contract.
And also the extended service of the e-waste and
correct
hazardous waste will keep a lot of basements clean and houses a little safer, I think, instead of 19,000 half-empty gallons of paint and
computers.
Is there anything else? Are you, Ms. Bastien?
Yes. The General Government Committee is working hard on the budget. We're still missing a couple of figures, but we'll have all of that by the end of the week, and we will be ready for the budget workshop, which is this Saturday, November 7th at 8 a.m. here in Council Chambers.
And that meeting has been advertised.
It has, correct. It's also on our website. As we look at budgets and numbers with our old historic building here, there are always things that pop up that we're not aware of. We have some sort of bats or chimney swifts, large flocks of them that are living in the borough belfry. So we are currently getting some quotes on their removal. Everybody keep your fingers crossed.
They'll migrate. They're not gone yet.
That's correct.
Right,
we've
shortly
got to seal up so that they don't come back.
Once they're gone.
Once they're gone.
Keep
your fingers crossed for chimney swifts and not bats. So far I've gotten...
They are chimney swifts.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So far I've gotten two different opinions from two different...
Unless bats moved in after the chimney swifts, they are chimney swifts. So it's been an evening out there enjoying them.
Okay.
Are they paying rent?
Yeah.
I wish. With the number that we apparently have, that would be great. So we're getting some quotes on that, and that'll have to be in this year's budget. Also, we are in the process of securing quotes for the borough's 2016 TAN note. I don't expect to get as good of a rate as we received last year. If you remember, we got 1.45%. So I doubt we'll get that good of a rate this year, but I think we will still get some strong quotes, and we'll have action on that at the next council meeting. Remember to put your leaves out at the street on your street sweeping day, and that's all I have.
Anything for Ms. Bastianini? Yes.
Could you just inform, I think it went out otherwise, about Jim Pashek and his recognition for his work? Did you by chance see that email?
I did see that email, yes. Jim Pashek, who, as we know, everyone knows, has worked on our zoning ordinance, our comp plan, and the parks plan, received an award that the name is going to escape me.
It's eluding me. That's why
I will update council at the next meeting on what that award is, but we are happy to receive the high quality service that we do from Pashek Associates.
Award winning.
Yes.
Pashek Associates. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for bringing that up. Anything else? Is there any new business to be brought before council at this time? I just want to remind folks that the budget meeting is this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It is an open meeting. has been advertised appropriately, because we will have a quorum and it is about budget. November 14th is the chocolate and wine affair for the Edgewood Foundation, which benefits the borough and borough programs as we partner with them. Also, you've received an email about the green sale from the Garden Club. Proceeds for the green sale will go to the C.C. Miller Library, not the Garden Club this year, which is a wonderful opportunity for the library to gather some funds. So I hope that you all promote the garden sale, the green sale, and we get that in our newsletter and on our website, too, in particular. And also, tomorrow is an election day. I hope all of you will take the time to vote. People are dying to do it elsewhere.
Absolutely.
With that, I think we'll go into executive session. And once again, there will not be formal action following executive session. Thank you all very much.